CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stocks closed out an ugly week on Wall Street with what appeared to be another rally, with the Dow rising 263 early on, falling 617, and then ended up 8 points on the Dow. It was a wild day, 850 points from the high to the low. The S&P barely eked out a gain of less than 1 point, closing at 3901 after briefly falling into bear market territory. That means down more than 20% from its 52-week high. But it's not closed there yet. The NASDAQ, though, did end lower. All three major averages are now riding multi-week losing streaks. The Dow wrapped up its 8th straight week of losses. That's the longest losing streak since 1923. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ capped off their 7th down weeks in a row. It was consumer stocks and tech that bore the brunt of the week's pain. Target, Ross Stores, Walmart led the losses in the S&P as more and more retailers opine about rising input costs. Megacap tech giants Microsoft and Apple hit their lowest levels since last June, down 3% and 6% for the week. Two sectors that have held up well, energy and big pharma names. The bears would argue that if those two sectors crumble, that's when we may be nearing a market bottom. But who knows? With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Bob Pisani.